Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
We have been talking for quite a few days now about the surging COVID-19 numbers throughout Europe. Again, Germany's doing all right compared to the neighboring countries around it. However, Germany today, on the day of broadcast, hit a new record. 15,000 new infections. Not the kind of record you want to hit, and the numbers feel like they're still climbing.
We're not going to delve into the numbers right now. We said on a previous broadcast that we were going to look at the question of what is going on right now.
Why
are the numbers so high?
How can it spike this quickly?
It has to do with the changing seasons.
Well,
Connor,
that's a part of the story. That part of the story I kind of suspected, but there's way more to it than that.
We're going to talk to an epidemiologist out of Toronto, Canada.
Science Unscripted.
Hi, my name is David Fissman. I'm an infectious disease physician and epidemiologist, and I teach at the University of Toronto at the School of Public Health. I've been studying seasonality of communicable diseases. Those are the subset of infectious diseases that are spread from person to person for about 20 years now. I think my interest in seasonality sort of was sparked in the early 2000s, after the SARS outbreak here in Toronto.
David, as I understand it, we have known that communicable diseases are seasonal for 2,800 years, ever since the Hippocratic Oath or the corpus. And yet we know so little, it seems, about how it actually happens. What is one factor that we do know that contributes to the seasonality of a disease like COVID-19?
Probably the big thing that we do know about is that we crowd together more in colder months than in warmer months. So communicable disease transmission is driven by how many other people you're in contact with. And it's just very much easier to be away from other people in summer. You know, often people are on holiday, school is out. If you're hanging out with your friends, you can do it outdoors in a very well-ventilated space. In the wintertime, in temperate climates, often we have to go indoors because we can't stay outdoors indefinitely. So that's something that's often incorporated into models as a driver of seasonality, is the fact that school starts, people have more contacts, and that's what makes the communicable disease take off.
Okay, so we're crowded together, coughing on each other. That's the biggest factor, you say. What's another one?
Well, all of this happens at the same time as the physical environment changes in ways that may favor the spread of respiratory diseases. So ultraviolet radiation seems to inactivate some viruses and bacteria. We get less of that in the winter. Colder temperatures seem to be associated with better transmission of some viruses. Lower absolute humidity is also associated with better survival of viruses in the environment. So all of those things happen at the same time, and it's very hard to tease them apart from each other. Something else that's gotten a lot of play recently is, and this has been in the flu literature for years, is vitamin D is a very important vitamin for strengthening your immune system. And it gets darker in the winter, and we all have less vitamin D in the wintertime because we have less exposure to sunlight because of the shorter days. So all of those factors happen right around the same time as we're all crowded together more, which is what makes it so difficult to tease apart and say, you know, this is the factor that drives wintertime seasonality of respiratory viruses.
David, you've been using the word took off, or that the infections are taking off. I have to admit, I thought the numbers would go up. Everyone expected the numbers to go up in autumn and then winter. This is an enormous amount of growth over such a short time. Was it just that I was naive about the uptick that I expected? Is this a normal thing that also happens every year with other viruses like the flu?
Or did you see this coming?
We see this coming because this is how communicable diseases work. This is exponential growth. You know, and I think there's that feeling with COVID, you know, there's this Ernest Hemingway quote that he lost his money two different ways, slowly and then all at once. And I think when people look at exponential growth, it feels the same way to them. It's like the COVID epidemic is growing slowly and then it's growing all at once. But that's the nature of exponential growth. You know, that's why we all like to have, high interest rates on our savings accounts, is that the money gets bigger and it gets bigger faster and faster and faster. It's sort of less desirable in an epidemic. But this is the whole idea of a reproduction number. A reproduction number is the base which you exponentiate to recreate what an epidemic curve looks like. It's an exponential process. So that's sort of how we perceive it, is there's nothing much going on, and then all of a sudden, kaboom, it's there. You know, the diseases themselves realize what the people around you are doing in their leisure time, which is often very interesting, you know, what they're eating, where they're hanging out, you know, who they're sleeping with, and so forth. So it really is, I mean, you know, the pathogens themselves are interesting, but they're doubly interesting because of what they reveal about human behavior patterns.
And that was David Fisman, an epidemiologist, speaking to us from Toronto, Canada.
And yet another reminder, at least for people like me, to keep, you know, keep up with the vitamin D supplements. Why not? Make sure you can improve any aspect of the various, you know, criteria that could make you more infectious or more infectable.
Yeah.
Try to keep yourself safe out there.
Yeah, try to avoid people. Keep the windows open, as hard as that might be. A bit to chew on there. And just a quick thanks to Philip Robinstein for pressing the buttons behind the glass, helping us out these past few days in the studio.
Yep, and for all of you out there, get in touch with us, please. We will answer your questions. We're su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.